The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 7 of the addiction recovery program.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott.
As we were reading this step, I was thinking about, you know, when I first started working this step, and that was when I was incarcerated in the Utah State Prison. And it was probably, I was in the first year that I was in there that, I was on fire, you know, like for a change, you know. I was just like Robert was saying, like that feeling that he didn't want to lose, you know. I had that feeling too, where I wanted something different in my life, and I was tired of having that same result over and over. And, you know, now I landed myself in the prison, and I was looking at, you know, 5 or 6 years, and just was really trying hard to do something different. And in that first year, I'd met this individual in there. He was it's kind of an odd couple, you know, this geeky white guy and this guy that was a former leader of a Tongan Crip gang in Salt Lake. It was, and you know, he had all these tattoos and everything on him, these gang tattoos. He was probably about 22 years old, but he was also having that same feeling that I had. We kind of just clicked up because he was like, you know, I'm tired of this lifestyle, and I've got to do something differently. And so him and I together, we started a Book of Mormon study circle. And so every morning when the doors popped at 6 a.m, he and I would go out there and study. Sometimes other people would come. You know, he'd always be inviting people and trying to get people to come. But at least it was just him and I. But I remember one particular morning, and it was he'd invited all these people, these random people that weren't even members. And we were just sitting there after study and talking, and somebody was like, "What are you guys going to do when you get out? What are you guys going to do first thing when you get out?" And, you know, one guy was like, "Well, you know, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to drink." And then another guy was like, I'm going to go on a date with some girl or whatever. And it got to me, and I was like, "I'm going to go to get something good to eat." And then another guy was like, "What about you?" They're like, "What about you?" And he said, "I'm going to go straight to the Salt Lake Temple and touch the outer walls of the temple." And I was like, I was looking at him like, "Are you for real?" And you could tell by the look on his face that he genuinely, that's what he wanted to do. And I was like, that's the mighty change of heart. You know, that's where God has removed my shortcomings. I realized that, you know, I still had a lot of shortcomings, and I had a lot that I needed to work through. And, you know, he was a great example to me while I was in there. And I, I'm thankful that I had that experience and that I learned that, you know, when I first heard this step, I thought, you know, remove my shortcomings. I'm like, oh, this is going to be my favorite step, you know, where God's going to remove my shortcomings. But I learned that he does not remove our shortcomings. All he does is strengthen us so that we can overcome them. And I'm so thankful for this program and all that it's done to help me. You know, I would have no hope at all. I know that I'd be still out there using, or I might be dead, you know, if it wasn't for this program and my Heavenly Father and all he's done. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 7 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.